move on then to our next item, which
Mr. Mayor.
Yes, please.
I just wanted to make a comment. Since this next month is both Asian Pacific Heritage Month and Older Americans Month, I would suggest that anybody who is both an older American and of Asian Pacific heritage should spend this next month totally going wild, and that all others are encouraged to give them lots of free stuff.
Okay, that's only fair. Let's move on to 375.
Assess benefited properties for street and stormwater improvements from south of Northeast Whitaker Way to north of Northeast Prescott Court in the Northeast 136th Avenue Phase 1 Local Improvement District.
Good morning, Andrew.
Good morning, Mayor Hills, Council members. Andrew Abbey, Local Improvement District Administrator. I will switch here to the presentation in a minute. We did receive one objection from one of the four property owners financially participating in the LID by last Wednesday's filing deadline. This is the first objection received against final assessment of an LID in nearly 3.5 years, so it's been a long spell without any objections. That objection is summarized in attachment one of the Exhibit F of the ordinance that are before you today. While I'm waiting for Carla to hand out the presentation, one of the issues raised in the objection is that we did transition improvements on the first 80 feet of Northeast 136th Avenue. I'll show you that in a moment on the map. Those 80 feet of transition improvements were budgeted for and were disclosed on the LID petition. And I think we're about ready to switch over now. Thank you. So if you look at the map there on the right and you look at that pink property on the left side of 136th Avenue, I should say the west side, you see where that dashed line ends. We also reconstructed the northernmost 80 feet of 136th Avenue. And it was important that we do that for several reasons. And again, we anticipated the need for this. By doing this, we were able to avoid putting temporary curb ramps 80 feet south of Whitaker Way that eventually would have had to have been torn out at a cost of nearly $3,000, $4,000. And we also would have had to replace curb and then reconstruct the pavement patch when we eventually came in and extended the sidewalk up to Whitaker Way. So the Bureau of Transportation provided $10,000 in sidewalk infill funding for this work that we estimated at about $4,400 worth of cost for that work. And the other factor is that the curbs on 136 coming off of Whitaker Way, when we set up the street, it was set up for a crown section street on 136th Avenue at only a 32-foot wide curb width. This area is in a freight district, and we needed to build a 40-foot wide street, so we had to replace the curbs anyway. And by changing the setup of the street from a crown section to a shed section, we were able to avoid tree removal and about $41,000 worth of what would have been tree mitigation costs. We were able to avoid retaining walls, and we were able to avoid condemnation against public storage and possibly all more tools to build those retaining walls. And last but not least, before I move on to the next slide, we also were able to avoid impacting a relatively new water main in 136th Avenue, constructed in 1981 with an expected remaining service life of 169 years. Had we had to replace that water main, that would have been a cost estimated at $82,000. What this map also shows you is that Northeast 135th Avenue, the solid line on the black, that was an LID completed several years ago. So the properties in blue paid for the 135th LID. The property in orange, public storage, paid for 135th and is now paying for 136th. Properties in pink are paying only for 136th, and I'll explain the green properties in a minute. So 11 days after we formed this LID, one of the properties changed hands, and a previously fallow building was purchased by Berg Electric, which is doing a lot of construction work in the Portland area as the economy recovers. And the usage of 136 has increased substantially since we formed the LID. So this is what the next block over looked like before we did that LID. And I have little doubt that 136 would have wound up looking like this had we not done the LID. It is particularly difficult for property owners to maintain abutting unpaved streets as required by city code when they are in a freight district and they have trucks using the street. The next slide here shows the completed improvements. You can see Almar Tools property there on the left. They have a much more attractive streetscape for their employees and for their visitors. On the right, we built a new employee parking lot access for Supreme Steel. Previously, their only entrance to this parking lot was from Northeast 138th Avenue, and their employees' only choice was to leave the parking lot via 138th, where they had to compete with the traffic coming from the Park Rose Costco. One thing that I wanted to mention is that the LID did come in 29.1% below budget. When I spoke to Almar Tools at the outset of this project, he said that he had spoken with his neighbor in the back, who was very pleased with his experience with the previous LID, and suggested that it would be highly desirable if the LID could similarly come in below budget. So we came within $74.38 of bringing in this LID to the same proportion under budget as the previous LID, and we would have done that had we not found contaminated waste in the right-of-way and found an unmarked private sanitary sewer line in the right-of-way, both of which we dealt with. So on the left in this slide, you see a FedEx truck waiting to make a delivery to Berg Electric. In the center, you will see a picture of a fire at a public storage facility. That didn't happen to this particular location of public storage. It did happen to their location on 82nd Avenue. This happened in March 2011, after we formed the LID. I was approached by the fire bureau. They were concerned about their difficulty in fighting this fire, and they asked me to work with public storage to put in an emergency fire access. And you can see that picture on the right shows that we wound up building that for them. And then moving on to the next slide here, on the left is a close-up view of the portion of Northeast 136th Avenue that was not improved. And the properties in green will be part of a future Northeast 136th Avenue Phase 2 LID. We don't imminently have plans to do an LID at this time, but none of the property owners participating in the previous LIDs will be asked to pay for this. And one of the reasons why we did not do this portion of 136th Avenue, I really want to emphasize this was not an administrative decision. This was approved by council, and all the property owners were notified prior to LID formation. Several reasons why we didn't do this. First off, we had a property owner controlling a large chunk of the frontage here where we would have had to acquire right-of-way, and I was very concerned about condemnation costs. The last LID where I had to condemn for right-of-way, the right-of-way cost came in about 39% above budget. In this particular LID, the right-of-way cost came in 29% below budget. We also had a significant delinquency on one of these properties in terms of a past property tax bill, so I was concerned about that risk to the city in terms of financial risk. The picture that is in the lower right-hand corner here shows the intersection of 138th and Prescott Court. It's not a particularly good way to access Northeast 136th Avenue because the intersection butts up with the railroad right-of-way and Northeast Sandy Boulevard, and anybody coming in or out of there has to contend with the traffic from the Park Rose Costco and the other businesses to the north. It's not to say that paving the entire stretch of 136 won't eventually add value for all the property owners that will, but we just think that even after 136 does get fully improved, the preferred means of access will still be 138th and Whitaker and 122nd and Whitaker. And in closing, I just want to say two things. Number one, we are not giving a free ride to the property owners on the south half of Northeast 136th Avenue. They have simply postponed their financial obligation, but at some point they will pay for a Phase 2 LID. And then secondly, that little stretch of 136 is the last portion of unpaved street in the Argay neighborhood. And Argay now has a lower proportion of unpaved streets in the Goose Hollow neighborhood in southwest Portland. So we are making progress in East Portland.
Wow.
And finally, when we do move forward with the Northeast 136th Avenue LID, Phase 2 LID, if and when that happens, we'll make sure to budget additional funds for right-of-way acquisition costs. Almar Tools is here today to speak, and I hope you'll give them a very warm welcome as this is their first council hearing. And just on a side note, they've been a wonderful community partner. They're very cooperative on the LID, and I know that they hire high school kids to start sweeping the floors in their business, and then they promote them to work in the machine tools, and I understand that business is booming for them. So I wish them the very best in terms of their future prosperity here in Portland. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Andrew. Yes. Questions? And come on up, please. And anyone else who wants to testify on this item? Welcome.
Hello, my name is Alex Rady. I'm the owner of Almar Tools. I'm one of the owners. My brother couldn't be here. He's the other half. Andrew, can I go back to this and put this back up here? Okay. Back to the map. Yeah, that'll work. Thank you. Okay. We've been in business now for about 34 years. We've been in the Park Rose area since day one, mm-hmm. moved around, and we just keep expanding. Now, when we first started this, we agreed to the LID. We're actually very excited to have this done. We thought we're going to have 136 all the way paved, all the way down. But then right before we're ready to start construction, it was proposed to us, this wasn't going to happen. We said, oh, okay. So, you know, working with Andrew has been really a positive experience. But when we found out that right above us, 136, the pink, mm-hmm. didn't have to pay the first, was it 80 or 100 feet? They didn't get, you know, we're absorbing most of the cost mm-hmm. for all of that. I don't think that's fair. I'm not disputing what we have to pay. I just don't want nobody to get a free ride on my back shoulders on this. They had to extend the street, do the curbs. I could show you satellite photos, which we cannot put up there, but I don't think it's fair.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you.
Is that the property owner that is remonstrating?
Yeah.
Don't we have the ability, when we approve this, to waive remonstrances?
Or override them?
Either they have to pay their portion of it, you know, because they're the ones using the most of this whole LID with the trucks.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. We'll get Andrew back up here in a minute.
Okay.
Thank you. Appreciate it. So Andrew, yeah, come on back. Let's talk about that. Are there others who are here to testify? Are there any others? I don't think so. Oh, is there? No? No? Okay, come on.
Nobody signed up.
Okay.
I back up this small owner. Oh. My name is Michelle Munn. I would back up a small business owner. I see a tendency toward a monopolization of the area. And as the bigger picture, as you know, I like to talk about the bigger picture. I don't think the city or any of the powers that be, big money, big construction, big pharma, big anything, I don't think they care if he lives or dies. That's why it doesn't matter if he pays and the others don't.
Thanks. Come on up, Andrew. So what are our options here, if any?
Commissioner Salzman, could you clarify for me your question?
If a property owner is remonstrating, meaning they don't want to pay the LID assessment, does the city council have the ability to override that remonstrance and assess that a property owner for the LID?
Yes, and actually, just to clarify, the remonstrance happens at the LID formation stage, and Almar Tools signed a petition in favor of the LID. Almar Tools is absolutely correct. They signed a petition for the entire stretch of street. But keep in mind that council has the full prerogative to establish the project limits. And if you look at the ordinance in Exhibit F, we sent a notification to all the property owners, including Almar Tools, that the proposal was being made to shorten the project limits of the project. Had we known about this during the LID formation phase, we could have appropriately taken action. But there's nothing on the record of the resolution of intent or LID formation indicating that Almar Tools were displeased with the project limit changing. They were very emphatic in communicating that displeasure to me during the design process. But that happened after council had already directed me to build the shorter project. At this stage, what you have before you is an LID formation, or excuse me, LID final assessment ordinance. So property owners could submit their objection, but
you're saying
by passing
it's too late. It's too late for council to sort of weigh in on that individual property.
Correct. Okay. I mean, your only option at this point would be to somehow reduce the assessment and then ask PBOT to pick up the difference. I would just point out that PBOT is already funding a significant portion of the overhead cost, actually all of the overhead costs, and also provided $10,000 in sidewalk infill funding.
If I heard the objection correctly, it wasn't objecting to Almar's assessment. It's that other properties are not paying. You said earlier that those properties will be required to pay in a later phase.
Absolutely correct, Commissioner Fritz. So it's not an exempting them from assessment. It's really simply postponing their eventual assessment.
When will that be done?
At such time that the property owners petition for an LID.
Can't we initiate one?
You could. That would probably be a good follow-up conversation for me to have with Commissioner Novick's office. But yes, we could do a council-initiated Phase 2 LID.
Yeah, we have that prerogative. We don't exercise it very often. Okay. But if there's a case of property owner injustice here in terms of some people paying and others sitting it out, I think there are members of this council, I would be one who would be interested in taking up the question of a city council-initiated LID under that kind of unique circumstance. Maybe not just under that unique circumstance, but certainly in that one. Yeah. Feel that way also? So that at least we ought to look at the option.
And there are some limitations to council prerogative on that in the sense that council can initiate the LID. I would need to look and see how many waivers of remonstrance we have because depending on how many waivers of remonstrance we have, if we don't have that many, it's possible that council could initiate it. We get 60% remonstrances, and then it's defeated, and then we can't move ahead with it. But the only downside would be is that we would attempt to initiate it, and we may not be able to actually form the LID.
And we can look into that before the vote next week, right? This is a non-emergency ordinance, so we can have that discussion before next week.
Absolutely, yeah.
Would that be helpful? Come on back up, please. We don't have to be that formal about it, so come on up.
We go back to that map.
Yeah, we've got it in front of us. So.
Okay. When they did 135th, they did a beautiful job, okay? Yeah. And that's why we're really excited to have an LID. Now, Andrew, you're saying that when they did 135th, everybody in blue paid and everybody in the orange paid, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Now, how come the one in the pink... Now, they got a free ride there on the other side, on the north of us, on both sides of the street.
It sounds like they got a free ride for now.
Yeah, right, on both sides of the street on the corner, and that was most of the work,
for the moment, a free ride for the moment.
Well, maybe. Regardless, I got a $61,000 bill. Yeah. I'm willing to pay my share. I'm not going to dispute that, okay?
Yeah, I hear you.
But if you reappropriate all the dollars, for the first 80 feet on both sides of... You're going to come up with a different number.
Andrew Abbey again, I should probably respond to that. Alex's point is very much on target, and I weighed the same issue when we were forming the LID. I had conversations with the city attorney prior to forming the LID that we had already constructed that 80 feet. Granted, the land use was much different at the time that those properties were developed. And our conclusion is that the city would have been on a little bit dicey ground to put those property owners in a double jeopardy situation where they'd already built their 80 feet of frontage. The city had accepted that 80 feet for maintenance. And now we were coming in, widening the street for the benefit of the properties for the south, and then trying to go back to those properties on the north and then assess them a second time for those improvements. And I would also point out that if we do a Northeast 136th Avenue Phase 2 LID and we have to saw cut out a couple of feet of pavement to extend 136 to the south, we will not go back to Almar Tools or any of the other property owners and ask them to pay those costs. It was a difficult decision, but in consultation with the city attorney, we just felt that we'd be on a weak ground to demonstrate special benefit to those properties.
Okay. I won't want to have a legal debate with the city attorney right now, but I think it would be worth taking a careful look at that. I did have occasion recently to look at that LID language in the charter. Don't know it by heart, but the authority given to the council is significant. And it ought to at least be considered in a situation like this, I think.
Yeah, and I would also just point out, we didn't create lien records for those properties. So those property owners had no notice, so it would be difficult to argue that council would even be in a position at this very late juncture to suddenly bring them in and ask to charge them for it.
Maybe not on this one, but...
Yeah.
So I guess, Alex, my plea would be, let's, before we take this up next week, let's have another discussion, particularly between Commissioner Novick's office and the city attorney, and about what our options are. But I think I hope it's clear the council has heard you about, one, you're a good citizen, you're willing to pay a pretty substantial bill for the improvement, but you want justice here in terms of other property owners.
That's why I'm here.
Paying their fair share. And
that's all I want.
I can't imagine anybody arguing with that principle. The question is whether we can put that principle into action here soon, one way or another. So I'm certainly interested in that, and I think there's probably consensus that we'd like to find a way to do that. The question is, do we have the legal means?
And, Mayor, I just would, again, in closing, just note that we did disclose those transition improvements and budget for those. So those were clearly spelled out on the petition.
Okay.
Alex, would you have sort of a timeline for if this issue is resolved, I mean, sort of the inequity is resolved within X years, you'd be satisfied, or?
Before I cut a check, I want to know what I'm going to be paying for.
Sure. No,
we'll pay.
Sake,
we're willing to pay. Just, you know what, make it fair. And I don't think this is fair at all. My brother, my business partner, you know, he's my head finance guy. He says, this is not right.
Yeah.
He just, those guys, you know, there's no way, especially those guys using it. And they're the ones using the street, the improvement the most, and they didn't have to pay a nickel of it.
Yeah. No, we hear you. So give us a chance to work on that some more. I guess one thing, you've been involved in this LID, but we spend time with Andrew on a regular basis. And he's remarkably effective at
getting yes. Oh, he's great. Oh, I've got no squirrels with this. It's just an argument, and we just want it resolved.
Yeah, appreciate your kudos for him. So, but we sometimes are a little gentler than we might need to be, but that's one of the reasons why he has very few people objecting to these LIDs.
Is that a polite way of saying I'm in for a thumping?
I know, but there may be a property owner who's in for a bill. So,
thanks for your time.
Thank you. I think the thumping happens to us here, Andrew. That's our job. Okay, thank you very much. So this is going to come back for second reading, but we'll hear more from you in the meantime.